This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
We'll welcome in Ian Flint, newest commit for Nebraska football for 2024. Ian, do you have us okay? Thanks for a few minutes.
Yes, sir.
Well, good to spend a few minutes with you. We were just talking some Nebraska football, shocking enough. Let's go back to your decision. And just let's start off, Ian, with your recruitment with Nebraska and how Nebraska ended up being the choice for you.
The recruitment, it went easily. It went pretty well. Coach Ginta, he hit me up randomly, called me and let me know that I was getting an offer. And then he called me the following day and said that it went smoothly talking to my high school coach and they are going to offer me. And I got on campus maybe 2 or 3 months later and I really enjoyed it. So then I planned a following trip up to go during the spring to make sure that I saw everything else I wanted to see, because I really like the coaching staff and I really like the facilities, and the new facility is going to be out of this world. And all I wanted to see left was the football and see what coach, if Coach Rule knew what he was, or like if he was going to back up what he was saying, and he definitely did. So it was really easy to make this decision.
Ian Flint with us, tight end for the 2024 class, commitment to Nebraska. It's Hail Varsity Radio. Ian, what did the coaching staff show you? What was the impression you wanted, and what did they provide?
The impression I got was that
it was going to be a great answer. Ian, do we still have you, bud? Okay. Ian is frozen.
We're slowly getting this answer.
Well, we're going to have to reset it with him. Do you have a number?
They're going to make...
Ian, we lost you, and now you're still frozen, partner. Okay, I think we got you back. So, Ian, it was going to be a great answer, I'm sure. What was your impression? We'll reset there, bud, because you froze up.
Impression was that the coaches, they're hard, or like they are going to teach you everything you need to know in football, but they're also very wise when it comes to stuff outside of football. So they're going to be very helpful on like just helping you as a person. And the football aspect, I got that early because I saw Coach Rule. He was talking to Fidone after many reps that they took when they were going live. And Coach Wager was very hands-on, and that was just something that I really liked to see out of them, and it made the decision easier.
Ian Flint, high-level tight end out of Texas, joining us here on Hail Varsity Radio. And Ian, you're wearing a shirt that says family in big letters across the chest right now. Our viewers on stream can see that. Did you feel that family environment at Nebraska?
For sure. They made it very, I don't know what the word, known. They made a big deal out of it that they're a family, and it's easy to see because of how well they get along themselves and how easy they are to get along with. And so much of the staff is from Texas, making it seem as like an even larger family for me.
Ian, let's spend a minute on Nebraska and just kind of Nebraska's brand in Texas. I know there's a lot of Texas connections on Coach Rule and his staff and his time at Texas, but overall, just with some of your peers, what's the word on Nebraska?
I don't know. I really hope it's something positive. I'm personally telling everyone that what I see out of it and how I see the fans and how it's a real big role and how you got to see the fans and how when you're playing a football game, that's the only thing that you really like can hear. Like that's the biggest thing besides actually playing football. So I actually have no idea. I've been, cause my guys that I've talked to that have the Nebraska offers in Texas, they're going to Nebraska.
Sure.
They're already committed. So I know a guy who was probably going to pick up that offer soon, and I'm going to talk to him and I'm going to get him on board as well as I can.
Ian, we've got a hard commercial here. We can't move, otherwise we would. Can you hang out with us for a couple minutes, bud?
Yes, sir.
All right. Ian Flint with us here on Hail Varsity Radio, tight end for Nebraska 2024 class out of Katy, Texas.
And Ian, I'll say, don't feel pressured to sit through 3 minutes of commercial. You don't. You can go make yourself
you can go get
some
a soda
ramen.
Or something.
Yeah, go get a water or something like that.
Well, and just pop back at 25 after, bud. We'll be right back with you. Ian Flint with us as he's kind enough to join us. You know, we survived another technical hurdle. That is incredible. That's going to be on the 2023 fall bingo card, is technical hurdles. I'm actually not at the kitchen table this time. I'm here in studio, which is great. Jacob Padilla going to join us here next half hour. Thoughts from him on the news on Casey Thompson, Bill Dolman with us next hour, and Beeson's Pride of Chicago.
Danny Burke.
Danny Burke going to be with us. Hail Varsity on a Friday. We're presented by Currency.
And now. And now, back to Hail Varsity Radio.
Thanks for spending time. It's Hail Varsity Radio. We're presented by Currency. Chris Schmidt, Elijah Herbal, Ian Flint, tight end from Katy, Texas, joining us, part of the 2024 recruiting class. We'll continue our conversation with him. And Ian, thanks for jumping back in with us. You were talking a little bit about some of the peer recruiting going on. And what was the vision laid out, not only for you at tight end by Nebraska, but overall, what is this program and team going to be about? What are you walking into here for 2024?
For me personally, they're looking for inline tight end. They want me to play to be very physical up front and just get open on the seam, get open where I can. And they're really looking for they play cold games. They play games in the snow. They play games in the rain. They play crazy games like that. So they need someone who's already got that blocking aspect mainly down and is a really heavy on that. And I know that the offense is going to rotate around the tight ends a lot because we've got a really cool OC who at South Carolina used the tight ends a lot and really loves that portion of football. So mainly on my behalf, I would really like to see someone like Carter Nelson or maybe Riddell, I don't know, but just one of those guys to come join me and be a little 1-2 punch or something.
Ian Flint's with us here, a tight end from down in Katy, Texas, joining us, Hail Varsity Radio. And Ian, on an NFL draft weekend, when you see some guys, you know, going and living out their dreams, getting selected in the NFL, do you have any of those guys, high-level college guys or NFL guys, that you compare your game to, the type of guys that you watch them on Sunday and you want to be like them?
Yeah, George Kittle mainly, big guy. He's very strong on both the blocking and catching. I take off a take under Travis Kelce a lot for his routes. He knows how to get open very well.
And do you have a team you'd like to get picked to someday?
As long as it's early. As long as it's early.
Get that money.
Yeah, good answer. Ian, let's talk a little bit about your game. You've highlighted the inline part, the blocking aspect, and watching some of your film. You really did well on the edges, really kind of neutralized the defensive end and able to allow the backs to get outside. From a catching standpoint, you really don't mess around much, do you? Once the ball's on you, you're able to turn and get upfield. What part of your game have you worked on? Has it been the agility part? Have you had that to go with the size? What are you working on now that you think you need to up at the college level?
Definitely agility. That's a big part. You can always get faster and you can always get quicker. But I think the main role is just my IQ, football IQ, just shutting down the brain. And when I'm playing, just go full 100% when I get that ball. Make sure I turn up field and lower your shoulders.
Ian Flynn is with us here. It's Hail Varsity Radio. And Ian, probably last thought here before we get you out, and we really appreciate your time. This Matt Rhule staff appreciates and really looks for those guys who are multi-sport athletes. And I think you compete in track and field, if I'm not wrong here. I think you're in the throes of it, but tell me, you're running a 10 400 meter dash like some of these other guys Matt Rhule's bringing in?
No, sir. No, sir. I throw discus and shot put. I'm very explosive. That's what they saw out of that.
See, I remember back in high school, our throws coach would say, we're not like the runners. We eat donuts on Saturday. So,
Ian, a thought with Nebraska and your family, sisters, track and field team, folks went to Nebraska. So had you been to the state much before the contact with the football program, or was it kind of the first time seeing Nebraska? Give us a little backdrop on what you know about the state and your family connection.
I didn't really get a lot out of my parents early on, like going to Nebraska, visiting. They've had a ton of friends there, which we saw on the two visits. And I mean, they really didn't talk much about Nebraska when we were younger. I've never been pushed towards a school. We've never had like the Go Big Red everywhere, or been that kind of family. It's always just been just whatever path you go on, make sure you do it with 110% effort.
Ian, with your high school offense, does it mix and match well with what you think Nebraska will be doing?
I don't think so. We run a lot of quick games, so okay. I'm usually blocking in space or maybe catching some bubbles, but we run a few of the plays that I saw Nebraska run, and those I'm looking forward to. I saw them run some what is it? We call it scat. It's a G. I forgot the actual term for it. Mm-hmm. It's the pulling. It's the
sure.
It's the leading tackle and the pulling tight end who's pulling to lead. The tackle kicks, the tight end leads. Yeah,
like
but
a counter, like a tackle.
Yeah,
counter.
Yeah. G-counter, my fault.
No, you're good. You're good.
I run a little of those plays in high school, and I felt very confident when I saw practice that I could step in there and wouldn't have too many difficulties.
You know, whenever you look at Nebraska, there's a couple staples I need to get your take on. You've been to Nebraska a couple times by now. Have you had a Runza by now?
Mm-mm.
I highly recommend the Runza when you get here. And then chili and cinnamon rolls. Not separately, together. Chili and cinnamon rolls. You had that?
No, sir.
No, sir? Okay. Well, you're going to learn by the time you get up here to Nebraska, Ian. Chili and cinnamon rolls and Runza are the two things you got to try at least once during your time here.
I got you.
Ian's like, leave me alone.
He's like, chili and cinnamon rolls, I'll pass.
Ian, you take care. Best to you and your family. Thanks for a few minutes with us today.
Thank you.